From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France says Russia could face war crimes charges over its bombing campaign of Syria's eastern city of Aleppo. France's foreign minister tells France Inter Radio that the bombings are war crimes, and he says that includes all those who are complicit in what's happening in Aleppo, including Russian leaders. He said France would consult with prosecutors from the International Criminal Court to see how to launch investigations. The UN Secretary General has called the deadly Saudi-led aerial strike Saturday on a funeral in Yemen heartless and an outrageous violation of international law. Margaret Bashir reports.
Ban Ki-moon told reporters Monday that the community center that was bombed was known to all and crowded with families and children. It is not the first time that the Saudi-led coalition has been accused of attacking civilian sites and infrastructure in Yemen.
This latest horrific incident demands a full inquiry.
Initial reports indicate that Saturday's bombing was carried out by the coalition. More than 140 people were killed and 500 others were injured. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
The U.S. military says two missiles were launched from Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen in the direction of a U.S. ship in the Persian Gulf. It was not known whether the ship itself was the target of the two missiles. German police say a Syrian man arrested Monday in Germany for allegedly planning a bomb attack is probably linked to the Islamic State group. Saxony Police Chief Jörg Michaelis said the approach and behavior of the suspect indicates a connection to IS. The 22-year-old Syrian refugee, Jaber al-Bakir, was recognized by three Syrians who he sought refuge with. They bound him and contacted police. This is VOA News. Russia and Turkey have signed an agreement on building pipelines that will supply natural gas to Turkey and Western Europe. The agreement on the Turkish Stream pipeline project was signed Monday by the Russian and Turkish energy ministers in Istanbul. Turkish police in Ankara used tear gas and water cannon Monday to prevent hundreds of activists from holding a protest to commemorate the first anniversary of one of Turkey's worst terrorist attacks. Authorities banned large-scale commemorations of the two suicide bombings, citing security concerns. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump faced new headwinds Monday, with the party's top elected official all but conceding that Democrat Hillary Clinton will win the race for the White House. Speaker of the House of Representatives Paul Ryan told his Republican colleagues in a conference call that he would no longer defend Trump's often embarrassing comments. Instead, Ryan said he would spend the last weeks before the November 8th election working to preserve his party's House majority by campaigning for other Republicans. A new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll shows Clinton pulling to a 46-35% lead in a four-way race. Death tolls ranging from 400 to over 1,000 are being presented by officials in Haiti as the nation struggles to overcome the results of Hurricane Matthew. In the U.S., hundreds of thousands of people remain without power, and the situation could worsen as rivers continue to crest. In North Carolina, helicopters and rescue boats carried people to safety after a levee was breached near the town of Lumberton. The state's governor, Pat McCrory, rallied the state to get on top of the disaster.
Our team's working hard. We're going to get through this. North Carolina's resilient. North Carolina's strong. Our people are strong. We're going to get through this.
A preliminary analysis puts damage in the U.S. from Matthew in the billions of dollars. South Korean electronics company Samsung says it is, quoting now, in the process of adjusting production volumes on its beleaguered Galaxy Note 7 smartphone. That's to ensure that the phones are safe. Earlier, the South Korean news agency quoted an unnamed Samsung supplier as saying the conglomerate had suspended production of the Note 7 in cooperation with consumer safety regulators in South Korea, the United States, and China. The technology company has been dogged by problems with the Note 7 catching fire since it's released in August. Oliver Hart of the Harvard University and Bengt Holmstrom of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology are the recipients of the 2016 Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences. That was announced Monday. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes up at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.